When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Baseball's almost too fun. You want people like ice cream, you couldn't eat it every day.
Baseball.
College baseball.
Fly ball, center field. Tracking back is Jackson to the track, to the wall. Look it up. He climbs the wall and he got it. Oh, my. Isaiah Jackson, highway robbery, takes the home run away from John Vaughn's.
Wooden bats and rubber bats. That is an odd call.
He took a home run away.
By the way, shout out Greg and Hastings. Methuselah lived to be 969 years old.
Nice.
Indeed. All right, it's time for the segment that is sweeping the nation. It is time for Wooden Bats and Rubber Hats. This whole age conversation started because I said that people have started calling me Baseball Moses because I come down from on high with tablets filled with incredible content and ideas.
Filled with manure.
About the college baseball season. John, the men's College World Series. I believe it is 6 weeks and 3 days from starting. The excitement is building. Mm. The baseball is baseballing. And many people on many sides are trying to find teams to root for. Teams that they can randomly buy a hat for in Omaha. You know these people. I'm going to be a fan of Florida this year. I don't know if Florida's going to be any good. This is not about Florida.
Probably won't.
Being the negative boy that I am trying to find teams that will not be making. I've been too positive. It's time to be negative again in this segment. Remember Maryland Eastern Shore? I believe that was the last team that I talked about. They're now 0-41, so I'd say that my take on them aging spectacularly. Like fine.
Glad you went out on that limb.
Like fine wine. They suck. It's time to talk about another team. They don't suck as bad, but they might not be very good, and they might not be here. And that, I think, John, is going to make some folks happy. Do you remember the Vandy Whistler?
Oh, yeah.
You know about that,
yes,
man. The super annoying guy that won't shut the hell up matter the score of the game or the number of innings left. John, I don't think he's going to be doing that in Omaha, Nebraska this year.
Oh, is he dead again? Did someone report him dead on the internet again?
You did. I didn't.
I didn't.
He might not, John, get to watch his beloved Commodores? In the NCAA tournament because they were just swept by the Bulldogs of Georgia this past weekend.
Well, Georgia's pretty good.
They're fifth in the RPI. That's a good point. Now makes, though, five losses in a row in conference play.
Wow.
Tim Corbin. He's the head coach of the Whistlers,
yes,
as you know.
He's not a head coach of the Whistlers. He's
head coach of the Vanderbilt
Commodores.
Whistlers. Only the fourth time that this has happened under him. They're 11-13 in SEC play. Bad. They're 32-16 overall. Actually, two wins more than Nebraska. Some people are saying that their streak.
Wait a minute. They got two wins more than Nebraska, and you're declaring them out? So does this mean you're also declaring Nebraska out?
I'm going to read a quote from an article that I read on a reputable website. While I add some color to that, well, first of all, because some people are saying that their streak of 17 consecutive regional appearances, which is the longest in the nation, could be in jeopardy. That's what some people are saying. Imagine, John, a world with no Whistlers.
I got chastised for whistling the other day in the office.
You, by whom? Alyssa?
Yes.
Classic Alyssa. Imagine, John, a world of cheering and beer being opened and get your popcorn here being heard all around the ballpark, but no Whistlers. That's a world that I want to live in, John. It's a better world. It's a baseball world.
Wood bats and rubber hats.
What do you think about that?
I think when Vanderbilt makes another run and...
Oh, God.
I mean, considering that Ole Miss literally went from the last team in to making and winning the College World Series. I wouldn't rule out the possibility. I will not rule out Vanderbilt.
I have. Get the eggs. They're not going to make it to Omaha, and we're all going to be better for it.
Well, the Indianapolis Star has ruled out Greg Doyle.
Oh!
You remember Greg Doyle from such hits as awkward interactions with Caitlin Clark at her introductory press conference in the WNBA?
Oh, I remember, all right.
Well, according to Bob Kravitz, Indy Star sports writer, Doyle has been suspended 2 weeks for the uncomfortable interaction with Clark. In addition, Kravitz reports that Doyle will not be covering any of Indiana Fever games in person during this season as Caitlin Clark makes her long-awaited professional debut.
I believe the season starts next week, officially. They've had the preseason games and whatnot.
So can I dare say something without getting into trouble? Was this interaction worth being suspended for? And I'm not defending what Greg Doyle did.
No,
I'm not defending Greg Doyle in general. But are we only doing... First of all, it's been a month since this took place.
So apparently this...
almost a month.
Yeah, apparently he is a week into the suspension. So, yeah, by the way, I want to read...
So they announced it a week after it's already...
Well, no, they didn't announce it. This was reported by this guy. So this is reading from Front Office Sports. So they wrote about it.
Yeah.
Kravitz reported that Doyle's suspension is set to end May 13th. But when he comes back, it doesn't appear likely that he'll cross paths with Clark's again. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Star said that sports columnist Greg Doyle will not be covering the Indiana Fever, but they do not comment on personnel matters. How about this? And I'm going to answer your question. I just wanted to read this. Doyle's email sent an auto response that said he was getting tired and taking time off before returning May 13th, the same day Kravitz wrote his suspension was set to end. Stibbs one time tried to book Greg, and he responded like, no, with a smiley face. And so when I saw that, that was the first thing that I thought of. Mm. Does this warrant a suspension? I mean, it's awkward and uncomfortable. Very, very, very weird. Does it warrant a suspension? Like, I would think no.
It's only being done. If this would have happened with any other run-of-the-mill WNBA player, you know, just Jane Q average WNBA player.
Sure.
Not that this probably would have happened, because the reason it happened is
because of who it is.
Because she's so famous. But I think this is only done reactionary to try to get on people's good side for some reason. But yet it wasn't something that they announced. It was something that was reported a week after it had already gone into
effect.
So
then can I play devil's advocate and actually say that maybe this is not being done to get on their good side, and maybe Doyle, had he done other stuff behind the scenes that they were like, you know,
who knows?
I mean, he's an awkward, weird guy.
It was uncomfortable, but as I said in the moment, we have a lot of fanboy media now that does weird.
But you would agree
things.
That him being a man and her being a very young woman, you know, played a part into why this was so uncomfortable. If I saw a Husker media member do that to Dylan Raiola, I would think like that's weird. But the sex of the reporter and the player is also it's a massive part of the story because he's a man and she is a woman.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, come on,
If he's guilty of anything, it is
just being a weirdo.
A weirdo.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So if people are suspended for being a weirdo, well, Exhibit A, Joey's NFL schedule thing. Joey, sorry to report, you have been suspended.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. So you're just gonna have to deal with it, Joey. Sorry.
Yeah. Also, like, tough look for him that he cannot cover in person the biggest story. Well, I mean the Pacers are also in the Eastern Semis right now, but still, like, that's a massive story, and he was going to write about it.
You know what? Maybe Doyle's, like, playing 4D chess. Maybe he was like, I really don't want to cover this circus,
yeah,
so I'm going to do something awkward and get myself suspended.
Shout out, Greg. Good point. Now you don't have to do that anymore.
That's less
anymore.
Work for you. You can now go and comb Indianapolis and Indiana for other stories.
Which he does. He likes writing about a bunch of weird stuff.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can still, because he's a columnist.
He'll write about it.
You can still write a column, an opinion column, and not attend the games.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Is this much of a punishment?
Yeah. Brad asks, unrelated to this, but going back to our previous segment, the Hype Monster segment, I want the t-shirt that says Nebraska 20 years running off-season national champ. Slap a zone logo on
that,
man. Slap
a zone logo on it, baby. Hang that banner.
I would buy that. By the way, speaking of the zone, did you know you could sign up today for 1620, the email at 1620thezone.com? Maybe someday we'll have exclusive shirts inside of those emails.
We could.
That would be badass.
We could have exclusive shirts in there with the Hype Monster.
I subscribed to 1620 The Zone email, and all I got was this shirt.
Yeah.
I'd wear that shirt.
Remember, it's subscribe today, not unsubscribe today.
It's not unsubscribe today.
At 1620thezone.com. MrSipple.com. Mr. Sipple.
Oh, my gosh.
Is on deck to talk about baseball for at least 10 minutes, as Josh promised.
10 minutes. I'm going to ask him if he ever watches a game and thinks the on-deck circle is really close. That was my takeaway from Seattle, among others. But I'm watching this down there. Great seats again. Thank you, Mike Farron. Row 19, section 128. Ridiculous seats. But I'm seeing these players, and I'm like, that on-deck circle is so scary. It's so close. That's why I'm in the stands, and those players make millions of dollars. That's why, John. That's why.
Because they stand in harm's way.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, Asian Joe says, what would happen in the state if a male media member in Nebraska had a similar interaction with a Nebraska volleyball player at a press conference? Yeah, it'd be awkward. It'd be very awkward. Oh, hurting Husker fan. Nebraska, the 16-20 year, the zone offseason champs. Get it? 16-20.
Sure.
That's the station.
Is it?
That's where we work.
Oh.
They pay our checks and everything. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, back on after this on what?
A Tuesday.
What was the name of our station again?
Oh, 61620 until we take over the FM dial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.